Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
A how-to guide for navigating generational differences in the workplace. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We're in a unique time in history with up to four generations together in the workforce at the same time. It's pretty clear differences exist. From dress codes to meeting times, there are sticking points. Business leader and author Hayden Shaw has written Sticking Points, How to Get Four Generations Working Together. And he spoke to the one sticking point that, if it's not addressed, can be particularly destructive.
Respect. Respect. Now, work ethic comes up the most, but respect is the foundational sticking point. Because for years, for centuries, respect was something that went to the person who was older. And there are still cultures in the world, for example, in China, where a respect is automatically given to the people who are older. Whereas, as younger generations enter the workforce, they're redefining respect because the world they grew up in redefined respect. Let me illustrate. Younger generations, millennials especially, that youngest generation in the workforce, they'll show up and they'll get either told or it will be implied, you need to sit there with your hands inside the bus and keep quiet until you've been here 5 or 6 years and somebody else with more experience gives you permission to speak or ask for your ideas. But they're used to contributing now. They want to contribute now. And so the idea that respect has to be earned over time makes sense to older generations, but doesn't make sense to younger generations who've been in grade school classrooms doing group problem solving, or better yet, have gone through peer coaching so they could do conflict resolution with their classmates when they were in fourth grade. And so that greater focus on self-esteem, the greater focus in parenting that they received on dialogue with your parents rather than as long as you live in this house, you're going to do it our way. Greater focus on dialogue has simply changed the expectations for respect, and the generations, in many cases, just aren't getting each other when they come into the workplace.
Because we're all about sort of meetings and policies, aren't we?
A lot greater. Well, for baby boomers, policy was an explanation. Now, sometimes the millennials are called Generation Y. People often ask, well, what's this Generation Y? Well, Generation Y is just another name for the millennial generation. They're different publications use either one of those. But I think instead of calling them Generation Letter Y, we ought to call this youngest generation in the workplace Generation WHY. Because they were taught it was okay to ask why, whereas previous generations were taught it was disrespectful to ask an older person why. And so the younger generation comes in and says, well, why is that the policy? And boomers are like, I don't know. I don't have any of that in my notes. Because for a boomer, policy was an explanation. Why do we have to work Saturday? It's policy. All right. Well, if it's policy, policy was an explanation for boomers. It's not an explanation for the youngest generation. They need a reason